The Navi Amos discuss a topic that appears in this coming, etc., in an interesting and sort of ambiguous way. He describes a time when there'll be extraordinary growth among the Jewish people. And the Navi Amos in the second parak, he says, some of your sons will become Nevi'im. And some of your Bachurim, some of your teenage single sons will become Nazirim. So why the switch and why the what's the connection between Nazirim and Bachurim? So the Radak says it's a Chiddush. The Navi is describing how incredible the growth will be at that point in Jewish history, that even Bachurim, teenagers who are in the prime of distraction, even they will be able to, they'll be Bachurim who will find the inner strength to say, I'm taking a step away from Tanug Yom HaZeh, I'm going to strive to be a Nazir. Yaakov Kamenetsky, though, reads the pasuk the opposite way. He says it's specifically Bachurim. And he develops the idea that historically Nazirus was largely a teenage phenomenon. He suggests that's why the pasuk in this week, Sedra, unlike when it describes a Kohen Gadol avoiding the Kohen Gadol, unlike a regular Kohen, cannot become Tamei Lameis even to the close relatives for whom wants the Shiva. So the context of Kohen Gadol, the Torah specifies parents, siblings, children, Rachman Litzlan. By the Nazir, there's no reference to children. And Yaakov suggests, because Nazirus was typically the domain of people who are not your parents, domain of people who are single. Because he says, what the Nazir is doing, Gemara describes, the person sees a terrible situation. Person sees the way a marriage unraveled because of alcohol. So he's driven to react, and his reaction is, I'm going to forswear alcohol for a while. He's going to be a Nazir. So Yaakov suggested that type of drastic reaction. On the one hand, we associate the teenage years with, as Radak said, greater distraction, and sometimes being in the grip of one's taivas more. At the same time, also associate the teenage years with the ability to make, the freedom to make revolutionary change. And to say, I'm going to take a drastic step. Yaakov says, that sort of drastic reaction, that's something that's so revolutionary change is going to be easiest at that point in my life when I'm less tied down and my identity is less set. And it gets us thinking about how we think about Haro Tzot Bikl in the context positively of post-Shavuos and during Shavuos. Because we're in an interesting period of time right now. We're discussing last night at the Neil Sachag, the avoda of taking Shavuos and investing into the Shabbosos the next 16 weeks, the last 16 weeks of Tashrin Pei Gimel. At the same time, there were post-Shavuos, also during Shavuos. We're doing Shavuos in a Beis HaMikdash sense. For the next 4 days, we're still... Shavuos is a one-day Yom Tov, or two-day Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaMikdash, Shavuos is a week. Aliyah L'Regel, if Aliyah L'Regel didn't happen over the course of the day of Shavuos, we have the entire week through this Thursday. So we're in Shavuos, we're not in Shavuos, and we have sort of this opportunity to figure out how we're going to invest our Shavuos forward. Harosota Bikl-Kulo, that's probably not only for Bachurim. I saw something tragically in the context of Sota, or incredibly positively in the context of Shavuos, but I saw something different. And I saw something that inspired me to change. I need to react. So as Yaakov is pointing out, a difference. I have to figure out what's an age-appropriate type of reaction. I have to be prudent and wise, and figure out, given where I'm at, how could I be ambitious? At different stages of life, I can express the ambition in different ways, in ways that can stick for where I'm at. But that's the avoda regardless. Whether it's mibachureichem l'nazirim, or mibneichem l'nevi'im, whatever the goal is going to be, but this is the week to think about how am I taking the tikkun lel shavuos, given my age, given what my schedule looks like, over the course of the day, over the course of the week, how can I inject more of the clarity of Shavuos and more of the ambition of Shavuos, more of the asmada of Shavuos into my weeks for the next 16 weeks, Imir Tashem, Haroa Shavuos, I saw something extraordinary. How am I going to react in a productive and lasting way?